Hey guys, it's Casey, and you are listening to the Legal Girl Pod, the podcast for law students, professionals in the field, as well as everyone considering starting their legal journey. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get into today's episode, which is all about determining whether or not law school is right for you. So today I'm going to briefly discuss the main factors you should consider when deciding whether or not you should pursue a Juris Doctorate. And I want to preface this episode by reminding you all that whether you decide to go to law school or not, or you pursue taking the LSAT and you apply to law schools, is an entirely personal decision and it's completely up to you. It could be very possible that you have reasons to go to law school or not to go to law school that I don't touch on in this episode. And it's also very possible that you want to go simply because you want to go. And if that's the case, go get your law degree. We all have personal reasons for doing everything that we do. So if I don't talk about it in this episode, do whatever you want. Okay, it's your life. However, I make this episode today for those of you who are not totally sold on if law school is right for you, and if you want to hear some pros and cons for going to law school or not going to law school. For me, and I touched on this in my episode on how I got a full tuition scholarship to law school, and that is my first episode on this podcast, so if you haven't listened to that, go listen to that. It's a good introduction of me, my story, my goals, and how I got the scholarship that I got, which is my most asked question that I receive. So go listen to that if you haven't. Personally, I always wanted to go to law school. My main issue was lack of confidence, lack of belief in myself that I could actually do it. But once I was able to say, screw it, let's try anyways, that's when I realized that law school was actually right for me. And I knew I made the right choice. And it wasn't just some faraway dream that sounded cool, along with some of the factors I'm going to talk about today, including financial investment, as well as time investment, the skills you're going to learn, the doors it's going to open. Okay, so let's get into it. Whether law school is right for you depends on several factors that will come down to your own personal situation and your own unique goals in life. So the first thing I would say to consider when deciding whether law school is right for you or not is determining whether or not you want to be a lawyer, or if you have a clear goal in mind that you need a JD in a law school to achieve that goal. And this sounds a little obvious, but I think it's worth thinking about because a lot of us go into law school not 100% sure that we want to be a lawyer. I would really research what being a lawyer is actually like. I would shadow a lawyer if you could, work under a lawyer for a bit, really get a feel of what life is like as an attorney. Before I went to law school, I had a couple different legal jobs, and I would say that was really beneficial for me because I worked under a family law attorney, figured out I probably don't want to do that as a career. I also worked under a real estate attorney, which I initially thought I wanted to go into real estate law, but by having that job, I found out that that is likely not the career path that I want in the legal field. So I think it's really valuable to get clear on if you want to be a lawyer or not. I think that is a huge part of determining whether you should go to law school. And I know it sounds like obvious, but I think if you dive deeper into determining what life as a lawyer actually looks like, it's going to help you make that decision because it is a huge decision. And as a second point to that, I will say even if you go into law school thinking you probably do want to be an attorney, and then your second year, your third year rolls around, or you graduate and you have this realization that you actually don't want to be an attorney, you're going to be okay because a JD will open up more doors for you as far as job opportunities, and it's likely going to increase your earning potential. They're most commonly referred to as JD advantage positions, and a lot of people come out of law school and decide that they would rather have one of those positions than be an attorney, or people are an attorney for just a few years and then they move on to a job that is more of a JD advantage position. situation, and that's totally fine. It's totally normal, and it's a completely viable option. I found a little article that talks about some JD Advantage positions. If you guys are interested, I'll link it in the show notes. And some of these positions are things like chief operating officer, writer, business developers, project managers, HR managers. So there are a ton of options, but you shouldn't necessarily fear if you get into law school and then decide that you actually don't want to be an attorney, because you're likely going to be just fine. So another thing that I think is important and significant when determining whether or not you should go to law school is thinking about all of the super valuable skills that are learned in law school. Things like analytical thinking, problem solving, communication, public speaking, logic, self-development, growth. I have grown tremendously since I started law school, and I think about things so differently. I can problem solve much more proficiently than I could before law school. And before law school, I didn't have much skill in logic. I wasn't really exposed to logic, puzzles, things like that. But I swear, law school unlocks a new part of your brain when it comes to logic. And I just feel much more intelligent, honestly, after just a few years of law school. And to emphasize this point just a little bit more, last semester, one of my professors, who she's actually a retired Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, so it was super cool having her as my professor. But at some point in the class last semester, she mentioned that one of the reasons that we as future attorneys should really value our time in law school and our ability as an attorney is because we are trained for 3 years at least to issue spot in ways that people who don't go to law school are not trained to do so. And it is such a overlooked component of being an attorney and being trained to be an attorney, because it is such a valuable and unique skill. And I think that once you go through law school for a bit and you get used to it, you may start to lose sight of all the incredible skills that you have been building and honing in on. And they really are such unique and valuable skills to have. So onto our next point, I would say you should definitely consider the time investment that law school is, the opportunity cost of law school for you. Is it worth the opportunity cost? Does it make sense for you? It is really important to get clear that going to law school for 3 years, if you're doing like the normal day program, that's 3 years of lost wages. You know, whether if you're coming right out of undergrad and you have a degree that will likely get you a job landing somewhere in the 50 to 70 range, which I think is pretty typical at this point, those are wages that you're not going to be earning because you're in law school. Yeah, you might have a part-time job. You might make a little money here and there. You may have summer jobs that get you a good amount of money. However, there is the opportunity cost that if you didn't go to law school, you could be making those wages. Once you get out of law school, maybe you'll be making much higher wages than that. Maybe you'll be making around the same wages as that. So it's really just something to consider. It's hard to know when you graduate what your salary is going to be. So I would say definitely sit down and think about that. I think it's a really important part of deciding whether or not you should go to law school, because obviously money is a factor in life, as well as the time investment. And time itself is our most valuable resource as human beings. So 3 years is, depending on how you look at it, it could be a good chunk of time, you know, especially if you're in your 20s and you're planning on having a family and you want to get your financials in place before you have a family. You know, these are all things to consider when thinking about whether or not you should go to law school. And I should mention that as someone who is currently 25 and I'm in my second semester of my second year of law school, and I do hope to have a family one day, that was a consideration for me. However, I don't think that just because you want a family, you should not go to law school. What I am saying is I think that it should have some consideration in your overall decision. So my last point, and the least fun to think about and talk about, is the financial investment of it all. Thinking about whether or not you're going to have to take out loans, how you're going to fund your education, how you're going to basically live, how you're going to make money, how you're going to pay for tuition, pay for books. I mean, law school, and I get so irritated about this because law school textbooks are just outrageously expensive. It's such a gatekept career path. I really hope that one day that's less true because obviously there are people out there who would make amazing attorneys, but a legal education is just too expensive for a lot of people. I mean, it is so expensive. The financial aspect of anything in life, especially something like law school, is super tough, and it's something to consider, of course. It's something that we have to consider a lot of times. So all in all, law school is a huge commitment, and it is certainly not for everyone. So make sure you consider all implications of committing to at least 3 years of your life to law school before you enroll. Would I personally recommend going to law school? Honestly, I would say overall I would, because of all the things that I've mentioned today. There's been so much growth for me as a person, so much growth in my problem-solving abilities, my public speaking, because when you're forced to do cold calls your entire 1L year, you just get over the fear of speaking in public, and it's actually super freeing and relieving not to care nearly as much about what people think of you when you're speaking. Doors are going to open up for me that likely wouldn't have been open before, but at the same time, I do have to realize is that there's been an opportunity cost by going to law school. Parts of my life have been put on hold because I'm in law school, and I've lost a couple years of salary because of my commitment. So all in all, take these things I mentioned today into consideration as a whole when you are thinking about whether or not law school is the right choice for you. Okay, guys, so that is what I have for you today, all about whether or not law school is right for you. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. If you don't mind, go ahead and follow the show, rate and review. By doing so, it helps the show reach more potential listeners and more people I can help with what we talk about on our episodes. So thanks guys again for listening today. Reach out on Instagram. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what you want to hear next. I love hearing from you guys. So until next time, keep breathing and keep briefing. Bye.